أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا بل لا يخافون الآخرة كلا إنه تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned that the non-believers, they do not accept the words of truth. And when the words of truth come to them, then they run away from it like a wild donkey running from a lion. They just cannot accept the words of truth which were revealed and which falls them like a lightning flash. So this Allah Ta'ala has revealed the whole Quran Sharif, and absolute truth Allah Ta'ala has revealed. And those that accept the Quran Sharif must make also lot of shukr that all the subject matter of the Quran Sharif, that our hearts can take it and we can accept it. This is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise there are many people that just cannot accept the truth. When the truth is explained, they just run away from it and they become very, very agitated and they just can't accept the truth. So this was the condition of these non-believers. So Allah Ta'ala says, Kalla, hargiz nahi. One was that they wanted a separate note from Allah Ta'ala. A separate scroll must come to each one with his name and his father's name, and that this is from Allah and it is a message to you that you should believe in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Maulana Shabbir Ahmed Usmani rahmatullah Ali says there was no need for this whatsoever. Just that Allah had revealed the Quran to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was more than sufficient. And also, as it has come in another place in the Quran Sharif, had Allah Ta'ala revealed it even to each one, and they touched it with their hands also, they will say this is just jadu, this is just black magic, and they will not accept it. But the reality of the matter is, بَلَّا يَخَافُونَ الْآخِرَةِ وَدَرْتِ نَهِ آخِرَةِ. They've got no fear of the Akhirah. When they don't believe in the Akhirah, so where are they going to have fear? A person, how much, and this is also how much a person's iman gets built, how much he has got yaqeen of Akhirah, the life of the Qabr, the life of the day of Qiyamah, and after that eternal bliss and enjoyment in Jannah, or may Allah protect us all, eternal suffering in the fire of Jahannam. So how much a person has yaqeen, believes in that, and has got the yaqeen on that, so much a person will protect himself. Kalla, koi nahi. And this all is that this is a message from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and it is not only for the Quraysh of Makkah, but it is for the whole of mankind. And Allah has sent down this great admonishment and this great reminder to mankind, إِنَّهُ تَذْكِرَ يَتُ نَسِيحَةَ. It is an advice, and it is general for everyone, this advice. Now it is up to each and every individual to see, فَمَنْ شَاءَ ذَكَرَ. Phir jo koi chahe, usko yaad kare. Whoever now wants to, Allah has sent this message, and who wants to will accept it, and he will follow it and make it the way of his life. وَمَا يَذْكُرُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. اور وہ یاد جب ہی کرے کہ چاہے اللہ. And a person will only take admonishment from the Quran Sharif, and he will only correct his life and turn to Allah Ta'ala, whom Allah Ta'ala pleases. This is all Allah knows the best what each and everyone is, and accordingly Allah Ta'ala deals with everyone. And this is not left to our brains or anything. And hidayat is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. That nobody can guide anyone, it is only Allah. Effort we make to guide ourselves, and that is the most important. And also we make effort to guide other people, our family people, etc., other people. But the most important thing is that this hidayat, we have to understand, is from Allah Ta'ala. Whom Allah wants to, Allah Ta'ala guides and brings onto his path. huwa ahlu taqwa, wahi hai jisne darna, jisse darna chahiye. And it is Allah alone that a person should fear. And this comes when a person recognizes Allah, the great qudrat and power of Allah Ta'ala. As Allah Ta'ala has given us our body parts outwardly, our eyes, ears, etc. It is the same Allah who can take it away also. One alim said, when a certain child had completed hifz and they wanted to have a function in which there was going to take place certain things which were against the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So he said, remember, your young daughter has completed hifz and she has not achieved it, it is by the gift of Allah Ta'ala. And the same Allah who gave it is the same Allah who can take it away also. So don't displease Allah Ta'ala and don't break His laws. So Allah is the only one that we should fear. And wa ahlul maghfira, or wahi hai bakhshne ke layak. And it is only Allah who can forgive a person. A person doesn't go to a priest and then the priest forgives that person. No, it is only Allah Ta'ala who can forgive. And when a person has recognized Allah and fears Allah, that is one condition, that he has got the fear of Allah Ta'ala. And then the second condition, he makes tawbah of his own, all his wrong that he has done in the past. And the third condition, he determines not to commit that wrong again in the future. Once a person has done that, then Allah, you will find Allah is forgiving. Allah is oft forgiving, most forgiving. But a person should fear Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, the punishment and the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. He should consider that if Allah is to take him to task in his life, what will happen in at the time of maut, in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah. So a person who has got this fear, and he makes tawbah sincerely from Allah Ta'ala and determines not to commit that sin again, he will find Allah Ta'ala to be most forgiving. And this brings us to the end of Surah Muddathir. Alhamdulillah.